Few wondered why the discovery did not attract more attention from neuroscientists. The ability to bypass mental processes and act directly on the brain's neural circuits in order to plant specific types of ideas or trigger specific types of experiences should have been dramatic news in the professional science media. It wasn't. Why not? The risk that psychological suggestion, the increased probability that we will experience an effect if our surroundings encourage us to anticipate it, was the likeliest explanation, was dismissed or discounted with surprisingly little consideration of the actual setting of Persinger's experiments. Sudbury is a town of about 160,000 people in a sparsely populated region of Ontario, Canada's second largest province. Persinger had attracted considerable international attention to Laurentian, the local university. How likely is it that students in his own psychology department, from which he recruited for his published experiment, 2002, truly did not know what to expect from the God helmet in his Heaven and Hell chamber? Some journalists, such as Jack Hitt, writing in Wired, appeared to sense the possibility, but it was never pursued. It may be that all preliminary talk about visions just set my rational left hemisphere into highly skeptical overdrive. Setting me up like that, you will experience the presence of God, might have been a mistake. When I bring this up later with Persinger, he tells me that the machine's effects differ among people depending on their lability, Persinger's jargon meaning sensitivity or vulnerability. And anyway, the clincher is, also, you were in a comfortable laboratory. You knew nothing could happen to you. What if the same intense experience occurred at 3 a.m. in a bedroom all by yourself? The lack of consistency of the reported God helmet experiences triggered no skepticism. For example, New Scientist explained, what people make of that presence depends on their own biases and beliefs. If a loved one has recently died, they may feel that person has returned to see them. Religious types often identify the presence as God. But that is just what we should expect if we are accounting for an experience triggered by psychological suggestion. The media of the experience are accounted for by the existing expectations, feelings, memories, and other mental resources of the individual. But if the God helmet magnetically induces a neurological effect, as opposed to a psychological effect, should the subject's experiences be all over the map? The brain is, after all, an organ.